month of May, Military Appreciation Month as well. Memorial Day just around the corner as well. Tied in a little Air Force theme because we're going to talk about getting up in the air, and, but doing it from the ground, at least to get to the start of it. Discover Aviation Day coming up Saturday at the Lorain County Regional Airport, 9 to 2. Rain or shine, Dan Maley joining us. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Glad to be here.
Yeah. You think a lot of the military influence a lot of pilots? That's where a lot of the pilots come from sometimes. They get the training through the military as well. In the older days, probably the pilot that could fly an airplane in the military would be sort of like a civilian pilot in the sense of what type of pilot planes. But I suppose at some point there was a big divergent of how one plane is flied for, the military or the larger airplanes as opposed to the ones that they people do as a hobby.
Yeah, I think back in the day, after World War II, I believe the majority of pilots that got into the civilian aviation, like the airline pilots and such, all came from the military. But over the years, it's progressed where there are colleges now that teach aviation. I'm trying to think, Kent State would be one of them. Ohio.
Do people get degrees in that sort of thing, or is that sort of
right.
like
yeah.
an extracurricular type of a thing?
You get a degree. You could just learn to fly, but you can also maybe get an aeronautical engineering degree along with it, and that'll get you into the space capsules.
As part of that, do you have to learn about weather, too, because that impacts what happens up there?
Oh, yeah. I might have mentioned this from time to time to other folks, but when I was learning to fly, weather is a big part of the what you have to learn, and I could just kind of skip over that capture.
You were the knowledge of the weather because as a meteorologist,
that was
right?
That was my career.
You were a meteorologist?
Yes.
What's your SEAL number? Do you know?
I do. It's 200, and now they're up probably about 2,000.
Is it still valid? Is it lifetime like the Supreme Court or what?
Well, if you want to pay
here we go.
To pay to play. Every year you get your renewal notice, and, if you want to renew it, you have to dig into your wallet.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you stopping in. Talk about Discover Aviation, a passion of yours as well. Saturday, May 21st. What's going to take place this coming Saturday?
Well, it's going to be the two primary things will be it's going to be a fly-in for any pilots out there that like to take a Saturday adventure. They can fly into the Lorain County Airport, and we'll be serving a pancake breakfast from 9 till noon. And the kids that want to take an airplane ride, we have free airplane rides for what we call young eagles, kids from the ages 8 to 17. And they can come in and register. They have to have a parent or guardian with them, a legal parent or guardian. And then we'll take them for a ride, probably about a 20, 30-minute ride. We zoom out over to the edge of Lake Erie and up and down the coastline a little bit and then come back and land. And most of the kids love it, and some of them say, I'm going to continue on into a career in aviation.
Well, for a little more effort, you could put an airplane-shaped pancake. I've done this in the morning. It's not too difficult to make
yes.
the shapes like that, but it's fun. It's just to get people out and start to enjoy aviation. What do you think is there still that sort of passion within the youth? A lot of times there's different types of things that maybe go in cycles, or maybe do you still see kids? I mean, probably something that can fly fascinates everybody, let alone a kid. But what
most
about the passion?
Most kids that I
them?
Talk to don't want any part of it. But they're, I would say, I'm just throwing out a number here, maybe 1 in 100, some kid will just come up to me and say, I want to learn to fly. I want a career in aviation. We have a young girl. She's a senior in high school right now. She's 17, and she... one of her counselors at the, I believe it's Westlake High School, contacted me and said she has this student that's interested in aviation. So we've kind of taken her under our wing, and she is so enthused about aviation. And I've took her up for a ride, and she still loves it after that. So I guess I did something right, and she just can't wait to get her career going. She's gonna looking at place colleges to where she can learn. To fly and perhaps get an aeronautical engineering degree. We're sending her to the National Aviation Association, Experimental Aviation Association, has a huge event every July called, in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, AirVenture. And they have summer camps for youth, young, and she's gonna. We're sending her off to that this summer. She'll spend a week there and learning how airplanes are built, and she'll get to take flights and all kinds of different aircraft. So it's going to be a great thing for her, and we're happy to see people like her come along and keep the aviation thing going.
For the past year, most every business has help wanted signs. Do we need more pilots?
Yes, pilots are in great demand right now, but the unfortunate thing is that you need a lot of experience, especially to get into the airlines. You need 1,500 hours of flight time in your logbook before the airlines will even talk to you. And that's unless you have there's various ways you can get those hours, but if you're just struggling along on your own, it's fairly expensive to rent a plane or buy a plane to accumulate all these hours. But if you can go through that and get your 1,500 hours, the airlines will hire you, and then eventually you can have a very nice career. But, it's a big demand, but, again, it takes a lot of experience to get there. I tried to view the lunar eclipse last night, but we had a lot of high clouds were up there.
That's always the problem around here. We get this exciting celestial happening, and you end up with clouds.
Right. I saw a little peak of it.
But, just a lot of clouds. Does weather like this that's out there now with all this cloud cover and a little rain, does this prevent flying, or does this just
not
make...
Not really.
What's the enemy of flying? Is it wind? Is it what?
Well, wind and weather. For example, I'm a VFR pilot, visual flight rules. So I have to have a certain visibility, and then the clouds have to be at a certain height for me to legally fly. If I wanted to fly more, I would have to get an instrument rating, and then you can fly into the clouds and all that. But I'm not allowed to fly into the clouds. I don't know exactly how high these clouds are right now, but a little light rain and clouds at 3,000-4,000 feet, it's perfectly fine to go flying. In fact, it's probably smooth as can be up there right now.
Probably not as crowded either. Some beautiful days would sometimes create some of that as people get up and fly. You have something in part of this Discover Aviation Day, which kind of coming up this Saturday over at the Lorain County Regional Airport, the Flying Start Program. Tell us about that.
I mentioned the Young Eagles for the kids 8 to 17, but we have a new program that's out now for adults 18 and older. And older could be as old as you want to be, but it's going to be a program that I'm going to present that will show you step by step how you can become a pilot, where you can go for training, how much it costs, what the airplanes cost, and all the steps that you would have to take, and where you can go for training. So anybody out there, any adult 18 and older that is interested in learning to fly, you want to maybe attend that program, and we'll tell you all about how all the various steps you have to go through to get your pilot's license.
All right, let's talk about the big event in July.
Okay,
this
hops,
is something
yes.
Pistons, props, and hops.
Yes, the Lorain County Convention and Visitors Bureau approached us. They knew we had been doing these Discover Aviation Days in May for years, but they wanted to help promote the airport a little bit more, and so they approached us and said, let's put on a bigger event, and we'll do it in July. So July 9th, coming up, I think, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we're going to have something called the Piston Props and Hops. And what that means is there's going to be airplane displays. There'll be perhaps some flyovers. The Ford Tri-Motor will be there selling rides. And if you want more information on that, you can go to flytheford.org. That'll tell you all about that. But that'll be here not only on our event day, which is Saturday the 9th, but it'll hang around and give rides again on Sunday. And it was here last year, last fall. We had it at one of our events, and I couldn't believe the lines. The line never stopped if people wanted to take a ride on the Ford Tri-Motor. And it's quite a little ride. So that'll be there, and we're also going to have we're trying to get some local breweries to come out with their beer trucks and sell their wares, their great brews that they can.
You know, sometimes they create craft brews for a specific occasion, and maybe they'll have something related to the airplanes or the things of that as well. So,
So we're having the Lorain County the Visitor Bureau. They also wanted to have a car show, so it's going to be we're going to have a nice big car show there as well. So that always brings out the folks. So If you don't like airplanes, you like cars, you come out, well, you can come out and see both. And there'll be lots of airplanes on display and lots of cars on display. So it should be a wonderful event.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And that's coming up on the Saturday, July 9th.
Right.
So right after the 4th of July holiday, they'll have this going on over at the Lorain County Regional Airport.
And we will have the, we'll also, not only will have the Young Eagle things on our this coming Saturday on the 21st, but we'll also be providing Young Eagle flights for the youth again on the July 9th event.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in. If people want to get information about some of the things we've talked about today, you remind them to come out this Saturday. Where's a good place to get some details on this?
Well, you can go to our local website, which is EAA1250. That's 1250.org. We have information about the events there. And they can call me at or call myself or Vicki Kozel is one of the our leaders, and she does all the hard work behind the scenes, and she's at 440-263-6668, or you can call me, Dan, at 440-305-1695, and I'll be able to answer all your questions.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning, Dan. Thanks for
sharing. Thank you guys for having me.